The Laird of Cockpen by Sorsnik Leodas. The Laird of Cockpen, he's proud and he's great, his mind's taken up with the things of the state. He wanted a wife his brawhouse to keep, but favour with wooing was fascist to seek. Down by the dyke side a lady did dwell, at his table head he thought she'd look well. Maclish's sole daughter of Clavershall Lee, a penniless lass with a long pedigree. His wig was well powdered, as good as when new, his waistcoat was white, his coat it was blue. He put on a ring, a sword and cocked hat, and who could refuse the laird with all that? He took the grey mare and rode cannily, and rapped at the gate of Clavershall Lee. Go tell Mistress Jane to come speedily in, she's wanted to speak to the Laird of Cockpen. Mistress Jane, she was making the elderflower wine. And what brings the laird at such a like time? She put off her apron and on her silk gown, her mutch with red ribbons, and went away down. And when she came in, she bowed full low. And what was his errand? He soon let her know. Amazed was the laird when the lady said, Nay. And with a low curtsy, she then turned away. Dumbfounded he was, but no sign did she see. He mounted his mare and rode off cannily, and often he thought, as he rode through the glen, she's daft to refuse the Laird of Cockpen. And now that the laird his exit had made, Mistress Jane reflected on what she had said. Oh, for one I'll get better, it's worse I'll get 10. I was daft to refuse the Laird of Cockpen. Next time that the laird and the lady were seen, they are going arm in arm to the kirk on the green. Now she sits in his hall like a wheel-topped hen, for now she is wed to the Laird of Cockpen.